Hi, beauty. I'm so grateful you were led to this podcast. I'm your host, Miranda.
Hi.
I'm a wife, coach, and mom to four world changers. And this is the Recalibrating Hearts podcast. It's my heart that in this space, you would encounter the love of the Father and receive downloads, revelations, and solutions for partnering with God in your breakthrough. You'll also hear how we're building our family, powerful prayers and declarations for you, and ways to incorporate natural solutions for whole health. I think it's time to normalize spiritual breakthrough and walk in freedom with whole hearts. Holy Spirit, you get full permission to recalibrate our hearts. Let's go. On today's episode, I am going to tackle something that is pretty much uniquely my opinion about Father God. Five things I've learned about God that may surprise you. That catches your attention, right? Five things I've learned about God that may surprise you. But as I was just meditating on the Lord and pondering on topics for this podcast and really what would bless you but bless his heart, I want to share really personal things that I've learned about the Lord that really might surprise you, but they surprised me. But let's just dive in, okay? Number one, he doesn't need you to clean up in order for him to love you. Okay, I feel chills even right now because I'm going to mess with some sacred cows of people that he doesn't need you to clean up in order for him to love you. He doesn't need you to clean up in order for him to love you, to accept you exactly as you are. Why am I saying that several times? Because religion and the spirit of religion, I won't say religion like, oh, I'm Catholic, I'm Lutheran, whatever. The spirit of religion is so backwards and so twisted, it will have you clean up before you go to the Father. Okay, somebody's a little kid, take for instance, and they fall and they get hurt and they right away turn and find mom. If you've had kids, you understand. They right away turn and find dad. Right away. And they run to the father. They run to the mother to get cleaned up. They run to get, or they have chocolate all over their face. That is a natural response to how our Father created us. We get messy or we're messy or we're hurt or we're broken. There's one answer for that. One. It's the Father. To run to him. To run to him. I need Holy Spirit. Just hang on. Holy Spirit, you get full permission. Full permission, Holy Spirit, to wash over everyone within the sound of my voice. And listeners, I call your spirits to attention. I bless and honor your spirits, invite them to be present, engaged. And I invite your spirits even now, if you choose spirits, to turn to the Father, to get face to face with the Father, and let the Father do what only he can do. Soul of listeners, I bless you, honor you, but ask you to back down. And body, I bless you and honor you, invite you to be present. Soul, take a back seat. All right, number one, he doesn't need you to clean up in order for him to love you. And the spirit of religion will say, nope, you're too dirty. You're disgusting. Look at you and look what you did. He'll never love you. Just listen to it. The spirit of religion, listen what it's saying. Clean up before. Why? So it can keep you in a perpetual destructive cycle of thinking you're your own God, of self-protecting, cleaning up, and thinking you can do it all. You can't. There's one answer for that. So five things I've learned about God that may surprise you and totally surprised me because religion and the spirit of religion twisted and distorted all the things. Now, I was saved since I was three, brought up in a very, well, I didn't realize what kind of church, I won't mention it right now. I probably mentioned on previous episodes, but there was heavy programming, but I didn't realize that. And I honor that. I honor the church for the foundation it laid and the spirit of God laid foundation in me for me to come back to. Thank God I have something to land on later in life when crap hit the fan and my fourth rock bottom. I had that foundation my parents brought me to, but I didn't realize the programming that I think is still being unraveled a little bit, right? Of how to see the Lord, to fear him, to stand up, sit down, to pay tithe because just because, like, no relationship behind it. And when it's void of relationship, ooh, it's just going through the motions and it's pretty destructive. Because then, I've said this in previous episodes, but I feel led, because then I'm just going to do just enough to get into heaven. I'm just going to live for today, but do just enough to get in heaven. I'm going to walk that line of sin and I'm just going to hate myself because I do it and because I believe the lies about the father. Could you see how destructive that is? He doesn't need you to clean up in order for him to love you. Let that settle. Let that set you free right now. He doesn't need you to clean up in order for him to love you. But Miranda, you don't know, but this and that. I know that love covers a multitude of sin. And I know that it's going to be okay. Is there excuses for... I'm not making excuses. You know, God is super interdependent. He is not codependent at all. He, like, doesn't... He wants a family. He wants a family. So he's not codependent. He's interdependent. He's healthy, but he wants a family. He created a family. So let it sink in that he doesn't need you to clean up in order for him to love you. Then the second thing I learned about God that may surprise you, he has a sense of humor. I almost said raise your hand like I'm in class. So funny. I'm awesome. Hand up. Either way, if you've realized or heard him chuckling in your spirit, God has a sense of humor. And I don't even know how many times. I mean, all I can think about is watching Mall Cop and what's his name and laughing about the Mall Cop. Like, he has a sense of that because that's me and God watch that together and we laugh. But he has a sense of humor, beloved. He is hilarious. God is hilarious. He has a sense of humor. Holy Spirit sets me up all the time. Jesus is like, yeah, nice one, high five. And God is like, just even now I could roll. Like, joy is a fruit of the Spirit. Like, I release joy over you right now in the frequency of joy. Like, joy unspeakable, Lord. Joy unspeakable over your listeners. Like, joy is a fruit of the Spirit. Joy is fun. Joy is happy. Joy is, it's not a feeling, right? But it's awesome and it comes from God, but he has a sense of humor. And I can't even give examples right now because when I was doing notes, sometimes I do notes for this, I just jotted down the five things and I wanted to share them with you. I felt led to share them. He has a sense of humor. Look for it, tune your heart to it, and you'll see how much of a sense of humor he has. Number three, he's okay with your discomfort. Well, let me unpack that. What do you mean, Miranda? Well, he's okay with your discomfort. I don't know how many times I heard this in my spirit when I was like, Lord, this is ridiculously painful. Not like he's a yuck who wants to hurt people and cause pain. Nope. He's okay with the discomfort of growth. He's okay with the discomfort of stretching. He's okay with the discomfort. He's okay with it. He is like, I'll allow this discomfort because you don't know the gold on the other side of this. And I'm like, I don't like this discomfort. Take it away. And he's like, nope. He's like, I'd rather have you stretching and growing than you staying the same and getting stolen from by the enemy. And I don't know how many times I heard it in my spirit. I'm okay with your discomfort. I care more about the process than your comfort at this moment, beloved. And I was like, this is the worst thing ever. So I'm being, you know, catastrophic with this is the worst thing ever. But there's some times that I'm like, please make it go away. Please make it stop. And he isn't allowed, like he's not causing, I'm not saying he's causing that. But in my 20 years of following the Lord, and I've stayed since I was 3, right? But found my path to him again when I was 24. Okay, I'm 44. So in the 20 years that I've been following him and seeking after the Lord, I can't even tell you how many times, but I didn't realize discomfort is imperative. It's very important for growth, stretching, growing, breaking out of comfort zones, breaking out of boxes I've put myself in. Think about it. Think about the box you've most likely put God in. And I'm only speaking to the ones this is meant for. It's not like everybody puts God in a box, okay? I understand that. But think about, goodness, I put him in a box so much because of how I saw him. And a couple years ago, he's like, I'm not who you think I am, Miranda. I'm not who you think I am. And I'm like, oh, great. Well, if that kind of is relying on everything in my foundation, then I'm like, well, who are you, God? And he's like, do you want to know me? And I'm like, yes, I want to know you in your heart. Please show me who you truly are and how I was meant to see you. Because I just thought, no, you're meant to do this. You're meant to do that. Well, especially if I had a parent, Lord bless him, that kept me from experiencing pain. Like, Dad was afraid if we were crying. And not like the normal. There was just some really awkward, like, he got angry if we were upset. Not like sad and compassionate and empathetic. He got angry if we were upset. Like, holes in the wall, punching, throwing things angry. Now, I love my dad. I honor my dad, dude. I honor him. Had a great episode with him last year, and he passed in April of last year. But that doesn't, you know, negate the fact that I had that programming in me and the shaping of my soul that, avoid fear at all cost, avoid things at all cost, be afraid of things at all cost. To walk that out and reparent myself with the Lord, God reparenting me and me coaching myself is painful process. Like, we choose our hard. So number one, he doesn't need you to clean up in order for him to love you. Number two, he has a sense of humor. Number three, he's okay with your discomfort. Like, he'll allow it for growth, for healing, for restoration. Number four, God has emotions. I said he has a sense of humor, but number four is super important. He has emotions. He feels what you feel. He cries when you cry. He weeps with you. He weeps over you. Beloved, he dances over you. Who just feel that right now? I just feel that coming down. Plumb line from heaven over you right now. He dances over you. He rejoices over you. He weeps with you. Like, even look in the Word and go on an exploration of, Lord, show me your emotions in the Word. Like, who you are. He loves deeply more than I can even say on this. I'm not sitting here on this platform saying I know all the love of God. Nope. Nope. It would take lifetimes to understand the love of God, but he has emotions. You know why this would surprise you and why this has surprised me is because there was definitely many years where I thought he was unforgiving. His face was hard. He was critical and mad at me. I thought he was mad at me, like disappointed in me. And you might think those same things. That's why I want to bust through and give you five things I've learned about God in my 20 years that might surprise you. He has emotions. He's not, beloved, he is not disappointed in you. And even if you're like, hogwash, I'm calling your crap. Okay. Let my words, the truth, he's not disappointed in you, irritate. That's what I do for a living. I irritate people's small t truths. So I'm okay with you not liking me. I'm totally content with myself. He has emotions. He's not disappointed in you. He loves you for you exactly where you are, right in the middle of all of it. He sees the end from the beginning. He sees you as, look what he called the Peter in the Bible, the rock. Look what how he called identity out. Look how Jesus called identity out in everyone. He is emotions. And he's not mad at you. And it took me a long time to even receive that he wasn't a critical father with a hard face, with a mad face. I can't even go too much into that right now because I can feel my throat, you know, like getting choked up. Number one, he doesn't need you to clean up in order for him to love you. Number two, he has a sense of humor. Number three, he's okay with your discomfort. Number four, he has emotions. Number five, he is not afraid of your pain. Okay? I say this to say it surprised me too. There was something a year or so ago, maybe less than, I've worked through a lot in the last couple years, and I was like, this is so much pain. This is so much raw, vulnerable pain. Like, so much pain over, well, deep subjects that is near and dear to my heart, like my daughter. Near and dear to my heart, like my innocence being stolen. Near and dear to my heart, like over and over, pain, trauma. And he literally whispered to my heart, "Beloved, I'm not afraid of your pain." He's like, I'm not afraid of your pain. I can handle your pain. And for some reason, that was a word that landed for me from a father's mouth and voice to my daughter's heart, broken daughter's heart, that I needed to hear that he was strong enough to handle my pain. What did that mean? I can offload it on him. The more I learn to trust, because it takes time. We're just going to be real. It takes time to trust. But oh, the release and the relief to be able to pass on my burdens and pain that I chose to bear God's like, I'm not afraid of your pain. He's like, it could be the worst thing known to me. I've heard it all. He's like, and I see it all. And when he said, I'm not afraid of your pain, it's not too much. Nothing is too much. He's like, give it to me. I was able to release it. And even now I feel tension coming out of my shoulders. Oh, I honor you, Lord. I honor you that you're not afraid of our pain, God. You can handle it. Your arms are big enough. For those, Father, within the sound of my voice, my listeners who didn't have parents that could carry their pain or have no one in their lives that could come alongside of them, I ask you to reveal to their hearts and turn the light of their hearts on, turn the light of your glory on their hearts, enlighten their hearts, the eyes of their hearts would be flooded with light to know and understand the hope and the glory. Father, to know and understand who you are, that you're not afraid of pain, you're bigger than the pain, you're the one that can transform it, you're the one that does miracles, you're the way maker. And God, I pray that as they listen with the sound of my voice, the Holy Spirit, would you work in their hearts in grace and mercy for them to be able to release pain, give their pain a voice, and give it to the Father. Beloved, I didn't know that was going to go that way, but five things that I've learned about God that may surprise you in the 20 years that I've been seeking him and partnering with him and all the things, it's transformational. This stuff is life-changing. He doesn't need you to clean up in order for him to love you. He has a sense of humor. He's okay with your discomfort. He has emotions, and he's not afraid of your pain. And if you need help further into diving into trauma, unhealed trauma, you're stuck in cycles, you don't like the outcome of your life, you don't like the fruit you're seeing, you know you're made for more, then go to my website, mirandawendler.com/coaching, and apply for coaching or reach out on Facebook or Instagram. My Instagram is @healthymom with 3 M's, @healthymom, and my Facebook, Miranda Wendler. Reach out. I'm here for you. There's hope. There's healing, and it's time to heal. MirandaWendler.com/coaching. I have my course, audio course, Recalibrating Hearts audio course, MirandaWendler.com/recalibrateyourheart. And it's powerful with its workbook to work through. You hear my voice in it, and then you get to work through the stuff with Holy Spirit. You get to walk through it, ask yourself the questions, dig deep, and heal. And we're made for more. You're made for more, and you're made to heal. You're made for freedom and healing and wholeness. Beloved, I pray this episode blesses you, that you can give it a share and a review to help us reach more people. I bless you in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. I'm going to release a blessing over you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine upon you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you shalom, peace. Okay, until next time.